Let us pray with and for them who will now partake of the Lord's Holy Supper. Lord Jesus Christ, thou bread of life, grant that thy holy communion may be a blessing to all those who today shall partake of it, that through the power of thy body and blood they may receive peace and comfort to their souls, and be strengthened in faith, love, and a lively hope of everlasting life. Amen. Truly it is meet, right, and blessed that we should in all times and all places give thanks unto thee, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on the same night in which he was betrayed took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you and for many for the remission of sins. This do as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Let's now confess our Christian faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you. shed for you.
Thank you. We thank Thee, O Lord, Almighty God, that Thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we beseech Thee that Thou of Thy mercy wouldest strengthen us through this communion in faith toward Thee and in fervent love toward one another through Jesus Christ, Thy dear Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with Thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Humble your hearts before God and receive the benediction. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Let's turn to song number 174. It's our song of thanks after communion, number 174.
To read here. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and He knows them that trust in Him. Nahum 1:7. Thank you for the beautiful flower arrangement. For our brothers and sisters in Christ, all your prayers have lifted us up. Love and God's peace, Carolyn and Dale and family. Brian, if you could give our love and greetings to your mom and dad when you after church here.
I will, and I think she says she listens. So.
Okay. All right, perfect. Maybe a hug then would be in order. Our schedule for this week, Tuesday, is a board meeting. We'll do that on Zoom at 7 p.m. on Tuesday. Wednesday, Bible study will be at Tom and Lori's home, 7 p.m. Friday, women's Bible study, 10 a.m. at Daryl and Betty's home. And next Sunday, we will have adult Bible study at 10:15 and morning worship at 11. We'll close with 576, and during the song, an offering will be taken.